Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Take it away, Commissioner.
Any update on the timeline for dealing with Robert Kraft?
No.
Do you anticipate league discipline coming into play?
Again, I'm not going to speculate on the last part about discipline.
We've got to find a way to get...
You know, I think we've demonstrated before that we're going to do what's in the best medical interest of our players.
I got weed for everybody.
It is game six between the Sharks and the Blues.
Hey, it's Chris Long, former member of the St. Louis Rams.
They go and they film out practice.
And I got one thing to say. Let's go, Blues!
The Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final and face off against the Boston Bruins.
That song sucks.
I'm not a crier, but I'm crying.
Right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, you got St. Louis. Anybody excited about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Thank God we don't have to go there.
We finally know.
Thank God we don't have to go there.
We finally know.
You don't like it?
No. St. Louis is boring town. Don't you think it's boring town?
Yeah, I think it sucks.
Boring town. Really? San Jose is a lot more interesting.
World Series, there's just nothing there. They have like one restaurant. It's like that announcer. Who's the announcer guy?
He's,
I don't know. He's like whatever. He's like the big guy. He's like the play-by-play guy. He's got his own restaurant out there in center. It's like the only place close that he can even eat at.
Let me guess. They serve barbecue?
Yes.
The barbecue's pretty good out there.
Yeah. Blues.
It's a boring town.
What
do you mean, so what?
So what if it's a boring town?
I'm just throwing it out there.
When you go there to party, it's not Vegas. That's all I know.
Oh, excuse me.
It's not Vegas.
Well, that's what I mean.
If it was Vegas, it'd be different.
Well, San Jose would be better. Vegas, obviously, would be a lot better.
It's a small market.
San Jose?
Small market.
It's a half-hour trip. We'll go to San Francisco.
You know how long? Are you flying? Are you flying to San Francisco?
It's not that long.
Try three.
It's not
Try 3 hours.
I've done it before. It's not that long.
You know nothing
well,
about
you drive
California.
Slow. You drive
You know
slow.
Nothing about
yeah, You're
the
like
West
an old
Coast.
Lady behind the wheel.
Yeah, right.
Go,
no one's ever said that before.
I'm driving around. There was nothing to that game last night. I don't know how much you guys watched that game, but there was not. I'm San Jose had nothing left.
It was just like the Bruins game four against Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You knew that it's like San Jose. All their a lot of their players were hurt. They were pretty much cashed it in. They knew they were going to lose, and it was over. So whatever, fine. You have it. Scrimmage on Thursday. Big game on Monday, and away we go.
There we go.
It'll be perfect.
And nothing to talk about hockey-wise. So let's get into something that's really irritating me.
What is irritating? What is upsetting you?
I just decided that at the beginning of the show, we should all just start off with what's irritating us the most.
Oh, we'll start with you.
And so I feel like I should start because you probably don't have anything. Lou's got some things, but I feel like mine's a little bit more. I need some help with this.
Well, the difference is you let little things get to you.
That's true.
Okay, Lou and I just kind of go with the flow.
You're tough.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
I wouldn't say we're tough.
I was going to say, I wouldn't. Yeah, don't,
tough.
I said, you know, don't put Lou in that category.
No. Are you pissed off about something today?
Angry Lou started because of this.
You're pissed off.
Angry Lou started because of these little things pissing him off.
I don't get upset over something.
I bet you I can piss him off right now.
Piss over Lou?
I'm going to say one name.
It'd be fake.
I'm going to say one name.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Tyler Thornburg.
Get rid of his ass.
See how easy that is? See, I can keep going.
He's useless.
No, not yet.
Yeah,
not
we're going to get to him.
Not yet.
I wouldn't be surprised if Alex Cora says the same thing at 3:15 today.
Yes, we got Alex at 3:15.
3:15
right?
today.
Good. So we'll get to him. We'll
What's
get to Mr.
On?
Erod, too.
So should we just say, should I do the same thing I did with Lou? Just say his name and see what type of response Cora gives us? I'll just say Tyler Thornburg. It'll be
I want you to do the psych thing. I'm just going to throw a name out at you.
It'll be
first reaction.
It'll be the Steve
Word
Burton way of asking
Burton,
a question.
Right.
You don't really ask a question. No. You just
make statements.
Make a statement.
Right.
And then you just go.
No.
You had a lot to get going on.
And you got to raise the eyebrows.
Yes. It's all about nonverbal communication. No, here's what bugs me. So the league, the NFL, our favorite sport, our favorite pastime, the most popular sport in the world, they've decided that they are going to get rid of three drills. Now, one drill I'm completely on board with. The
Oklahoma
other two
drill?
No. No.
Who's the coach of Miami that brought the Oklahoma drill back? And he got chastised.
PC principal Dan Campbell.
Yes.
Former tight end, assistant. He was a tight ends coach. Yeah, so he became the PC. You got to get the team tough, right? You do the Oklahoma
Here's
drill.
Here's one thing that makes me sick. It's when a race thinks they're superior and don't know how to check their privilege.
But it's not really a tough, it's not really a dangerous drill. It's a, more of a character building, tough drill, just to try and see what your guys are made of. It's not a dangerous drill.
So you don't like the fact that
there's three of them, right? But, so there's one was called half line,
okay,
which is basically exactly what it means. You take half the line and you work reps with the guard, with a center, guard, and tackle, tight end, and a back. And you're going against half of the defense, which would just be, you know, a two defense, maybe a defense tackle, defense, and a linebacker, or maybe a safety.
So we're getting rid of contact.
No, but okay, that's what they say they're getting rid of, but it's just a way. So that's half line. The other one is the Oklahoma drill, which everyone knows about.
Yes.
Which is two guys,
which
doesn't
seems
matter
kind
what
of barbaric.
Position. How? How is it barbaric?
Well, that's the one they want to get rid of.
Well, that is the
For
one they,
years.
They have gotten rid of.
They get rid of
I'm just saying, but I know, but like youth football, college, it's because it's one guy out there, tap him on the shoulder, get smacked around.
No.
Trying to
Oklahoma
get rid
drill
of.
Is two guys, they one defense, one offense. And you're just blocking each other.
So what's that one? We just attack
that,
on the
that
shoulder.
One's no big deal. You're thinking of Bull in the Ring.
Oh, Bull in the Ring.
Yes,
they get
the
rid
one.
Of that too.
Bull in the Ring is the stupidest, most psychotic, irritating
that's
drill that was ever invented. And if you go back to the Junction Boys, you want to go back way back when Bear Bryant was coaching at Texas A&M, and these are the types of drills that he would do. Okay, so one guy gets in the middle, and the rest
state of mind
of the team
puts you in, like you concussed.
Yeah, but
you hear that music right there.
Well, I'm actually amazed. I'm remembering all this stuff. So one guy gets in the middle, and then the rest of the team gets in one big giant circle. And then the coach goes around the outer part of that circle, and he taps each guy on the shoulder. And when he taps you on the shoulder, you get a full sprint at the guy that's in the middle. Now, the guy that's in the middle doesn't know who's coming after him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If the coach likes you, he'll give you enough time to recognize who's coming at you. You brace yourself. Contact, wait for the next guy.
Yes, that's bull.
A lot of
ring.
Teams do this as warm-ups, just real quick though, nothing crazy. If he doesn't like you, if he thinks he's soft, if he thinks you're soft, if he just doesn't like your attitude, or this is the only way he can stick it to you without getting in
Good
trouble,
deal.
What he does is he taps the guy on the shoulder when you're not looking, or you have a small amount of time to get ready, so you end up getting your ass knocked
so
on the ground.
So you're fine with that one being out.
That one is stupid. It doesn't build character. It doesn't make you tougher. It's just stupid and it's dangerous.
What do they call it?
Bull in the Ring. Bull in the Ring.
But
that
Oklahoma,
one's gone.
Oklahoma, you like?
Yeah. So
mano y mano.
Mano and I tell you who else who likes it. And Ryan, I know you have this. You know who else who loves this drill?
Bill
knows
Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
I think the Oklahoma drill brings some energy and excitement into the practice, to be honest with you. It's football. It's one-on-one. You know, it gives you a chance to step up and make a play. You don't have to count on anybody else. There's no scheme or play or anything else. It's just you and the other guy. And I think that's, you know, that's good old-fashioned football.
Let me give you more of a quote of Belichick about this drill. Who is a man? Who's tough? Who's going to hit somebody? That's what you find out with the Oklahoma drill.
But isn't that – okay, so that to me is a relevant drill that you can actually grade. You can see if a guy is quick off the line. Does he want to hit somebody? Because, oh, by the way, when the game starts, you're going to have to make a business decision and decide whether or not you want contact or not.
Good old-fashioned
or if you
football.
Want contact the right way. Okay, not just throwing your head in there, putting your head down, and just giving yourself up, but – understanding the rules, understanding leverage, and understanding how important a yard means.
Boy,
a yard
really,
is important.
You really
it drives me crazy
up today.
No, it drives you crazy because how are you going to, like, I get like the safety aspect of it, but the fact is that it is football, and in order to play football, you have to practice football.
You have to.
I don't
practice
get it.
To play football.
How are you
so they
going
want the
to
first
teach
time,
them?
Yeah, so they want
so
contact.
The first time they're going to have contact is in a live.
Yes.
Game.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the wussification
the
of football.
Is,
where have you been?
You know what?
Where have you been?
Ryan, get ready. I'm about to drop a major F-bomb right now.
You're not
and
allowed
I don't care.
To.
It's insane. This is not,
yeah,
forget
but,
about the wussification. It just, it's not practical.
I know, but I think that Bill kind of rolls his eyes at this stuff. But it's just like, okay, it's one little thing. It's one little drill. This wasn't their contact. You know, this wasn't like the only way they could do certain things, right? It's a drill. And I'm sure you're rolling your eyes. You're absolutely right. You're taking everything out of it. But he's like, you think Bill really sits? You must be pissed about this. He'd probably be like, yeah. What,
here we go again.
Whatever. Whatever the rules are, we'll figure it out. They've got rid of so much contact as it is, and it's been okay.
But, so you know why they're doing this, right?
This, but this is like, you know, football 101. You know, here's how you buckle your chin strap, guys. Okay, here's put your pads on first, not the jersey. Okay, here's how you tie your shoes, hit thigh pads, knee pads. Okay, the first drill we're going to do is the Oklahoma drill. And you know what? Not everybody calls it the Oklahoma drill. It's just two guys, and there's not even that much space. They're usually pretty close, and it's almost like two sumo wrestlers. They're just, you know, they're just wrestling for position, and then a back runs, and he tries to get by. Sometimes there's a linebacker, but normally not. So it's really, really simple. The fact that they are getting rid of this, and they're using the excuse that they want to cut down on injuries, I can tell you, you have more non-contact injuries like Reuben Foster than you would ever have in an Oklahoma drill. Like, it just doesn't happen. So what is the reason? Like, why are we doing
it's
this?
It's obvious with the reason.
What is it?
The reason is that they're getting an awful lot of pressure from people who are worried about the youth of America. Right. Worried about the youth of America following the lead of these professional players. Even though we know that the professional players are playing at a totally different level. So instead of just banning all of this stuff with youth football, they're going to cut it off at the top.
Well, remember, you talk about how they're close, and I would agree. It's not like you get a two or three or 4 yard start, and it's just contact, right? It's you're on the line.
Yes.
Right? Okay. But one of the things, the discussion with concussions isn't all about the guy coming across the middle and taking a headshot while catching a pass. It actually was the offensive line and the defensive line, every single snap, bam. Every single snap hitting each other. Every single snap. So that's all this is, more of that.
Okay.
So you know what I mean?
You don't practice in pads anymore. Just imagine how many times... Because you don't practice in pads.
Oh, listen,
in
don't
the
get me wrong. Your sport is soft and it's dying.
It is so soft. And I would say, give me three attributes that you would need to be a good football player. Forget about now. Overall, here's what you need.
Toughness.
Thank you. Oh, my God. How do you find out if a kid is tough or not?
Game one.
When he gets run over. Oh, Jesus. I'm afraid of the contact. What should I do? They end up blowing out their collarbone, ruining their neck, hurting their arm, just getting jabbed because they have no freaking clue what they're doing. The sport is a sport. When are we just going to recognize that it is violent, it is dangerous, you can get hurt, you could blow out your knee, there's a million things that can happen to you, but you will be worse off for it if you don't get ready for it and practice those techniques.
It's not going to change the concussions or what's going on in football. They're down, what, 25%? They're down 25%.
Well, thank God they took out the Oklahoma drill.
Even though you see a lot more guys coming off the field and going into a concussion protocol, in the old days, they never told you about it, right? They just ignored it. Go ahead, get back out there on the field. But the game, you're right. The game is violent. Unless we're going to make this, touch football, we're going to play flag football, we're not going to clean this up.
I wonder, too, if they're down because, not that the heat is off, but it was an all-time high a couple years ago. I mean, last year... How many times you sit there and say, dude, I can't, they're going to let that kid play? Like, you know what I mean? I almost felt like there was more guys playing through stuff last year. So, I don't know. Maybe they've softened it a little bit on the field. But that first year, dude, you got hit. You got tackled off the field. Like, it seemed like they were pulling everybody off the field. Then because of that, you're in concussion protocol. And then I think it got to the point where it got so ridiculous, the team's like, okay, screw that. This is getting out of control. You get dinged up. You get up the best you can and get back into that damn huddle as fast as possible. Don't let anybody see you. Because I'm not going to lose you for an entire week. You won't be able to practice for a couple weeks. By the way, you got game incentives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get $50,000 every single game.
Yeah, and
you can wander around all you want, but you're not going to get that $50,000. So it's up to you.
Cleaned up the kickoffs, and that probably saved 22 of the 25%. You okay now?
No.
It's worsification of your game. That's what they're doing. And the problem is it's all perception. They all have to show everybody out there, even though it's a mean, physical, violent game, as you know what it is because you played it. They want everybody to think out there, no, it's like ballet. There's nothing
yeah,
different.
Lynn Swan.
We don't play music except when NFL Films does the highlights. They put them to music. That's what we're all about because they want to present it to the kids. They want to present it to youth sports. This is what you need to do. And the NFL shouldn't be doing and worried about stuff like that. All right, we get to the phone calls coming up next. We got a lot to get to, as you've already heard. 3:15 today. Alex Cora will make his visit onto the program. You okay? Lou's got some things to talk about.
No, I wonder if it's 3:15 because he actually has to see Thornburg in person to tell him he's being released, a DFA, before he comes on the radio, and it's a road game, so he needs him to come in the locker room first. Well, that's my first thought.
Well, then he has to go over to Erod's locker and talk to him about
slap him across the face.
Left-handed hitters.
And then while you're there,
we're
just
feasting on him right now.
Vasky too. Those two freaking guys playing together.
All right, we'll get to all of it coming up on today's OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think when you go back and you look just at the spring between eliminating the blindside box to now eliminating and prohibiting certain drills that go on in camp, when we looked at some of the data, we made a significant decrease in concussions this year in the regular season. It was 29%, close to 30%. But we still saw a certain area in the beginning of training camp that we thought we can still make greater improvement on. And I think removing some of these drills across all 32 teams is the right way to do that.
Some people are saving whales. Others are eliminating plastic. And this man
No more straws.
Is dead set on putting together a safe league.
Safe league where
everybody gets hurt.
Safe.
Nobody gets hurt. It's going to be a violent sport. You're going to continue to play a violent game, but nobody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, so it's funny you said it. So when I saw this, I took a bunch of notes. I was like, and then at the end, I was like, who are they trying to please? Because
society.
Yes, and that's what it is. Because the Oklahoma drill, even though Bill talks about how good it is, how important it is.
So yeah, I think that's that's good old fashioned football.
It's an important drill. Is it? Do you rely on it? Do you just that makes the difference? No, but it's a nice jumping off point sometimes for certain players. But it's barbaric. It's archaic. And it means 1940s.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't work in society
today. It doesn't. You cannot just name it something else.
No, it's 70s.
If you
70s
come up
was
with
the
a
league
different name. And I think you could use it.
Different name for the
Oklahoma
sport?
Drill means Dust Bowls and Junction Boys and Bear Bryant and Don't Drink Water, all that stuff. So it means
about
it's
the Snowflake Drill.
We don't need to go that far, but you could just name it something a little bit softer. Give me a really soft state.
Montana.
No, they're tough in Montana.
Oh, stop it.
Montana, what, country
the animals
are
there. Tough. The people
are tough. People are tough out in Montana.
They have guns.
Living in the wilderness?
what are you talking about?
New York City drill.
So wait, if you take away, say, like an Oklahoma drill, which one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
Can you just still do 5-on-5, the line?
I'm assuming
Can you do it more?
I don't know. I'm not sure
when's
what
the first
you're
time you're hitting
do.
OTAs right now? Are they hitting in OTAs or no?
No pads, just helmets.
Nothing at all.
Not doing anything.
Mandatory.
Nope.
Not even touching each other.
That's why Tom didn't show up.
So in camp, that's the first time. You line up mano a mano, five guys, and you actually can hit somebody.
Yep.
But we all know that that's, well, in practice, it's.
So what they did, the NFL, what they did is they said, all right, let me get rid of all the drills that are old and, have the wrong perception, and we'll get rid of them. We're still going to do it. They just won't call it half line. They won't call it the Oklahoma drill. They'll call it one-on-one. They'll call it, challenge drill. Whatever you want to call it, you can't do it without it.
But you know how this works, guys, and I agree with you. They're going to change the name of it. They're going to call it something different.
Change something else. Two-on-two.
Two-on-two is good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. East versus West.
And then advance North, it up to three-on-three.
Who wants to protect the wall?
I don't know. It's kind of divisive.
Like that.
But you know what they're doing? There's a pressure group out there. There are people that are all over them. And this is usually what happens. Special interest groups apply an awful lot of pressure. They force you to kind of change what you're doing. And you can either change everything up or you can do what the NFL's doing. Well, they're basically BSing everybody.
No, but it's more lawsuit. It more is lawsuit-centric.
No question.
The concussion settlements are still an issue. People, guys still aren't getting their money, even though they have all the issues related to CTE.
So it's about
and
money.
They don't want any more. Yeah, it's about the league saying, hey, listen, Your Honor, we took out this drill, we took out that drill. It is football, so what is left, Your Honor?
Good news is it sounds like they're going to allow the players to smoke marijuana.
So you got that going for
you. Yeah. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. Hey. If they just use common sense, if the league just used common sense, and I'm not even going to allow myself just to bore you with the PI rules and what they're doing, allowing the coaches to, you know, to challenge these pass interference calls. Not even going to do that yet.
Boring.
If they just use common sense, all their problems would be gone. It is a non-common sense league. They don't use common sense.
It's all about putting up a front.
You at least understand why, though, right?
I do.
Why they've gotten rid of these drills.
No, I just said it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So we're just, you know, we won't call it the Oklahoma drill anymore because that sends a shiver down everybody's spine and prosecutors are going to be licking their chops to get a hold of us. Look, Your Honor. They said they care about head issues and CTE, but they're still running an archaic, barbaric drill called the Oklahoma drill. Oh, Your Honor,
that's the problem with it, guys. It's a bunch of crap. What they're doing is they're satisfying the critics of all of this. The critics are looking now at the numbers, the concussion cases, and the problem is if you want to clean the sport up, there's only one way you do it. Take all the contact out of it. And how many people do you think will be watching TV? How many people do you think will be showing up at the games? About as many people as showed up in Toronto last night to watch the Red Sox and the Jays, right? That's what you're going to get. That's the only way that you can take all of this violence out of the sport. You're going to play a violent sport, and then you're going to BS everybody on the side and say, yeah, we're going to take out these drills. Well, wait a minute. Are you still going to crack somebody's head on Sunday?
The fans will still like the finished product they see on the field. It's just now the players aren't – that might be the first time they get contact. You know, if it keeps going.
That may be a bad thing.
No, that's a bad thing. But I'm saying as far as a fan goes, it's not like you're going to sit there and say, okay, they're not going to go out there and treat it like two-hand touch. You're still going to see the violent hits. It's just that now the football players themselves, that might be the first time in a week where there's actual contact. You know, so it's more for the players, as you said, Christian, it's not really preparing for any of this stuff. Now, because I still think the product would be the same. They could take out... If NFL said no contact at all,
ever,
1 week in camp to have contact, and then you're just going to play the games.
Good luck.
You think the product would, the fan would sit there and say, injuries would be up.
Well, tackling would be down.
Which is ironic.
Tackling would be down.
But how about injuries being up with less contact in practice? Does anybody doubt that?
I don't think. I just don't think you can run from it.
Yeah, so what does that tell you? Less contact, injuries will be up. How do they explain that?
Ooh, my knees.
Yeah, and if Reuben Foster gets hurt, non-contact injury, he's gone for the year. Didn't hit anybody. So how good are your changes? Like, either you're lucky or you're not lucky.
Oh, he hit somebody.
Either you're prepared or you're not prepared.
He hit somebody. He just didn't hit somebody that day on the field.
Oh, Jesus, that's right. Maybe he got his comeuppance. Look at you, funny
guy.
Maybe.
Look at you. All right, we're going to get to your phone calls coming up next. 617-779-7937. Again, 315 today. Oh. Alex Score, what's the matter?
And?
Oh, that's right.
And?
That's right.
430.
You're going to test Lou on his Rocky knowledge.
He said he thought he was good yesterday. This is going to be a great segment.
I'm liking
okay?
it.
Okay, because we made it just hard enough to challenge him.
Can we do some betting
on this?
It
really wasn't, though.
You were struggling yesterday.
Oh, I was, but it shouldn't have been that hard.
It shouldn't have been. Yeah. So I'm assuming you'd be a lot better because you crammed last night.
Yeah.
You said you watched all the
eight
movies.
Of them. Yep. Eight of them.
Right? Didn't even watch the Red Sox. Not even ready for Coors. Coors is going to be like, what's
anything.
Wrong?
Yep. Didn't miss anything with the Red Sox.
Yeah. So we got that at 4:30.
Yeah, we'll bet on it.
Coors 3:30.
We'll do that.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, I think we've demonstrated before that we're going to do what's in the best medical interest of our players. And that's, I think, the focus for us. When we get that data, we'll see how that plays into it and what changes we want to make, if any, to the program. We'll obviously do that in the context of the collective bargaining agreement. But, you know, we all know states are changing laws from time to time. I don't think we base our policies on that. We base our policies on the medical interest of our players.
That's the commissioner. He's talking about the marijuana question.
All your
there's been a lot
it.
Of rumors out there. They're about to relax it. And as he said, well, with the collective bargaining agreement, we'll do that. But what is he talking about when he said states are changing it? We're not going to be concerned about that. There are certain states that you still will have where it will be illegal. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, because it probably now is a recreational drug. And he threw the caveat in there, well, our medical people are working on it. But it should be considered in the same light as you consider alcohol consumption, correct?
I look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. So if a guy shows up and he's high to a game on Sunday or to a practice, it's pretty much the same as a guy showing up drunk should to be. A game on Sunday or
yeah.
practice, right?
Yeah.
And the team should suspend him or do something at the time. So if we're talking about stopping this ridiculous testing that they're doing, you still have to be concerned about state to state, right? Because the laws are not, we don't have a federal law right now that allows anybody to smoke marijuana. We're seeing the law change here in Massachusetts, so you're fine here. But there are certain states where you still can't do it. And he's saying, we're not going to be concerned about that? Don't you have to be?
Well, I just think it's a league rule. I don't care what state you're in, you can't do it.
Right now it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But they should change it.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, what do you do? Well, you just, listen, I'm sorry, but, you know, in the off season, I don't know what to tell you. You're a member of the NFL. I know you live in Colorado. I know you play in Colorado. But I don't know what to tell you. Our league currently right now has you can't do it. Should they change it? Yes, they should. God, they should change every marijuana. Seriously, let's not worry about other things in life.
There's a lot more
marijuana,
to worry
about. We worry about a guy getting high right now. I'd take a guy getting high all day long than being an alcoholic and being addicted to booze. I'd rather have an athlete addicted to weed than booze.
Well, but my thing
what's
is
gonna
that,
get you in more trouble?
I'd be
both of them might eventually.
Well, it's gonna get you
high all the time, and you're showing up at practice high. That's gonna be
what
a
if you're showing up drunk.
Same
what if you're
thing.
Driving around drunk.
Should be treated
drunk?
The same way.
You're driving around high.
Should be treated
like
the same way.
Some dude that's high all the time, sitting in his house, smoking. Some dude that's drinking. He's out at night driving around, boozing till the middle of the night. I mean, just bad, bad things.
But they're
I'd
both,
much rather have a dude.
But they're both,
I'm so wasted.
But they're both abusive behavior, and a team's going to have to deal with that if it's abusive. But recreational usage on a night when you're not playing, let's say a Tuesday night when you're off, and a guy wants to just relax a little bit, what difference is there whether he sits there and has five glasses of wine? We have NBA superstar
who
walks into games now with glasses of wine. What are we talking about?
Listen, in 10 or 15, 20, 30 years, whatever. This would be a funny discussion. Remember 30 years ago when people actually thought marijuana was worse than alcohol or whatever? So, yeah, it'll be fun. But for right now, there's nothing you can do. For right now, you got a rule in your league. And until they change it, the mindset's got to change over this drug.
It's simple. You change it, but the individual player still has to deal with
the
laws that apply it state by state, because you could get arrested for it, right? That's still a problem.
Yes, but still, the rules would still apply if you go to, even if it's legal in every single state, and the NFL says do whatever you want, don't care.
Then what's the problem then?
Okay,
there's
well, no problem. The rules would be if you showed up, like you said, if you showed up drunk, or if you showed up hungover, or just reeking of pot, and you weren't ready to work. One, all right, the perception is going to be that you don't give a crap about your work. Just like if you showed up drunk or smelling like alcohol or boozing it up, even if you didn't even get any sleep. Your work is going to suffer. Therefore, eventually, you're going to be out of the league.
Woo!
But don't tell me that just because pot is legal, that's going to give the NFL teams more things to worry about. They're doing it anyways.
Right.
You get tested once. And I don't care if your state it's not legal. They're taking it across state lines.
No, once, date of the
you
testing.
Know, right before, then but there's smoke still, all you want.
I mean, look at like HGH, for example. Is that legal?
Can
you go
not.
Take HGH? You can't right now?
No, I can't.
Can you?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. For free.
I would love to.
Okay, we all can, right?
Yeah.
But if you play baseball, if you're a member of Major League Baseball, you cannot. However, it's legal to use. But you, because you have the privilege of playing in this league, can't do it. Life's not always fair. You know, I mean, whatever. It's like, why can't I take HGH? This guy can. Everyone else can. It's legal. Well, because we all know there's other things involved. But I'm just saying. So I don't care if weed is legal in every single state. The NFL needs to change the rule. But if they don't, then you need to respect that because you play in that league.
I don't understand the marijuana thing in the National Football League other than the commissioner. It sounds to me he's talking about the next collective bargaining agreement. You know what he's looking at? He's looking at it as some leverage.
That's why baseball players are smart.
Yeah, right. Don't fall for it. Here's the thing. You don't even need to worry about it. Even if they hold it over your head, say fine. Because eventually, you're gonna have to ratify or change it. And anything you agree to at the collective bargaining agreement, it'll catch up to them, and it'll be legal regardless of what you agree to.
But isn't it easy? I mean, he's sitting here talking about the medical experts. They haven't had medical experts already go through the pros and cons of marijuana. Is he telling me he's waiting to do that? He's waiting to put together?
I had an expert talk to me the other day. Her name was Sunbeam Moonshine.
Right. Okay, there you go.
She was an expert on marijuana.
You talked to Dr. Moonshine?
CBD.
He's full of
them. Yes, in CBD.
What he's doing is he's holding it over their head because he could change the rules in the National Football League, like if you wanted to right now,
yep,
at one of these owners' meetings, right? They could do that. They don't want to do it because they want to have that stuff in their pocket to be able to negotiate in the next contract. That's all this is about.
Yeah.
Once again, it's all business with Roger. It's not about the benefit to the players, the benefit to the league, the benefit to safety. Stop it.
Yeah.
Greg's in New Hampshire right here on WEEI. What's up, Greg?
The focus should be on football.
Exactly. Hey, guys. Just want to talk a bit about the Oklahoma drill business. I think we're underestimating the importance of what that drill is in terms of overall building, you know, basic fundamentals of building a team. And this is an important part of, lower leverage, upper body leverage, athleticism. It's all packed into one simple drill.
Yeah, but you get around it. They'll have some other type of drill.
Yeah, they'll
get around it.
The Glenn drill is where softies become tough.
I mean, Greg, you know what they're doing. They're trying to push back the criticism that they're getting from people that the game is too violent. It's not changing. It's not going to change the game on Sunday. So they clear it up and they say, we're going to eliminate these drills.
That may be true, but for the football person that's knowledgeable in the game, who's played the game, who has kids playing the game, like I got one in college now playing, and he made a name for himself, competitively speaking, and team tryouts, all-star tryouts back in the day of, the Oklahoma drill gets you noticed. You know, if you know the technique and stuff, it's a wonderful tool. It's a, like I said, you just put two people and push each other or lean on each other. There's a lot of technique involved.
Well, thank you for the call. There's a red line. There's two red lines on the Patriots grass field. You know what those lines are for?
No. Ted Williams?
he hit a ball there.
Yeah. Beneath that line are the markings we call the center red line.
By the way,
amazing.
That red seat is a bunch of crap.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's there forever now.
So is that the
no one's ever hit it
for? Is that two red stripes for Oklahoma?
No, that line was for a tackling drill. It wasn't the Oklahoma drill. It was like the Patriots drill. I don't know what they called it. But the offense on one side, defense on the other, and you got to stay on that line, and it's a tackling drill. And so I never knew what it was for until they said, hey, okay, tackling drill. And we're talking from distance. Now, I mean, they still do it because you got to find out, right? Can you tackle in space? How are you going to find out? Just two-hand touch? I don't get it.
Christian, this is stupid. They're trying to satisfy right now the people who are talking about the violence in the game. And unless you call it two-hand touch or flag football and we change the rules, you're never going to take away any of that stuff. So why are we taking away the drills? And you know what football will do? They'll come up with another drill that'll look somewhat like it, have a different name to it.
Same thing.
And that's it. Do you think Bill's going to sit there and say, okay, guys, no more violence during the week.
Yeah.
We're just going to play those games on Sunday. But,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they've outlawed the Oklahoma drills. And I can just see, representatives from the NFL, players union. Hey, I saw you guys doing something which looks like the Oklahoma drill. We said that's outlawed. You can't do it. Oh, no. Well, that's the Colorado drill. What we're doing is Colorado. it's different. Totally different.
No, Utah State. Yeah. It's a Utah State drill.
Yeah, totally
but
different.
But how the hell was Rudy going to get noticed without the Oklahoma
Rudy's
drill?
Rudy's never going to figure it out.
Call it the woke drill, okay? Give it another name. Give it a name that most people will look at and say, oh, isn't that nice? Yeah.
Give it a name.
Yeah, it's a little sensitivity training drill. That's what we're doing.
I'm over it.
I'm going to find out whether you're sensitive when you get to block
knocked off. Completely over it now. I just wonder what Bill's going to do.
Yeah. You know what else?
He can get around it. Don't worry about it. Bill will be fine.
By the way, I just got to bring this up because it just came across the social media Twitter sphere.
The what?
The social media Twitter sphere. The NBA just announces to all defensive teams.
Oh,
first
gee,
and
I just saw
teams,
that. Yes,
and I am pissed.
Why?
I am beside myself.
Marcus Smart made the first team.
Yes, he did.
What are you
did.
Pissed at?
But do you people realize that Al Horford humanizes Giannis? Do you realize that Al Horford is the only guy in the league that can defend Joel Embiid? He abuses Joel Embiid. He is the best defender in the world. He's extremely underrated. Look at the metrics; it shows it. Plus minus. We'll talk about it all day long. Defensively, he is the poster child of what defenders should be in the NBA.
What's up, guys?
And he's not on the first or second team. I don't get it.
I can make you feel better. I can make you feel
Embiid
better.
Embiid is. Giannis is. But Joel.
I can make you feel better and worse at the same time.
How is he not on? Look at the metrics.
Okay, would you be happier if I told you that he did get 4 votes for second team?
4 votes.
He got 4 votes? Votes?
Yeah, Kyrie
got 1. How about
1.
This one? Yeah, I was going to say. That was going to be how I would piss you off. How did he get 1 vote?
Kyrie got a vote.
Who voted for him?
Somebody
Do they reveal
the same guy that voted for Al. Okay, how's that? Okay, 4 votes for your
unbelievable.
All, 4 votes for your tweets that come at me. Defensive player of the year. Oh, you keep ripping him. You don't even understand. He's an all-defensive player. He's probably the best defender in the world. He got 4 freaking votes. He wasn't even on the 4th team all-defensive team.
Frank Vogel voted for him?
Who? I don't know, but Giannis, first team, Rudy Gobert, Paul George, Giannis, Marcus Smart, Eric Bledsoe, second team, Jrue Holiday, Klay Thompson, Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, and Kawhi Leonard.
All makes sense. By the way, Giannis probably is going to be the MVP, and I would not be surprised at all if he's Defensive Player of the Year as well.
Can you imagine Al not getting on the first team, all defensive first team? Do you see what he does every single
season? Stop it.
The way he defends the pick and roll, the pick and pop, the pick and pee.
Great help defense. He just fights through every screen. He's swatting
balls. The communicator, the help D, the help side, I mean, he does everything.
You're right. It is
How
insulting.
Can he not be on the...
You know, he's
insulting
okay with it.
Is what
he's
it
not going to let
him
get to him.
I tell you, and I'm not going to stand for it.
You wait, wait.
Do you think... So
4 votes, that's it? What's wrong with you? You don't recognize greatness? It's there every
See,
night.
That bugs me less
just
than the fact that
off.
Somebody actually voted Kyrie Irving, gave him 1 vote for all defensive second team. Now, is this the same thing that Jackie McMullen was talking about with people who are voting for LeBron James?
Yeah.
They didn't want to leave him off? They didn't want to be upset with him?
You know who voted for Kyrie? It was a Knicks writer.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the Knicks.
A Laker writer.
Yeah, the guy with the Knicks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. One of those 2 cities.
One of those 2 guys.
One
but,
of those
by
the
way,
LA Times. The New York Times.
Aren't you sick and tired? I saw that Kevin Durant's manager came out yesterday and said all of these rumors are a bunch of crap about going to the Knicks or whatever. He has not made up his mind. There's no decision that has been made yet. A lot of this stuff that's out there right now with these different writers and these national people, like your buddy Brian Windhorst, who suddenly is interested in the Lakers or whatever.
Christian loves Windhorst.
It's a bunch of garbage right now. It really is a bunch of garbage. We haven't even got down to the business terms of what's going to happen.
No, I hate Brian Windhorst.
People are making this stuff up.
Yeah, and I think he's the biggest culprit.
I think he's making
stuff
up. He's
the biggest reason.
I agree with you.
And he thinks he's just, oh, man. Talk about a guy
that... all you want.
But you know how it works. Somebody told him, you know, hey, don't
They're
be surprised.
Using him now.
Don't be surprised if Kyrie, you know, talks about going back to L.A. And who knows? Maybe his buddy LeBron is feeding him and saying, because he wants Kyrie back there. So why wouldn't he promote it?
Oh, he'll take anything right now.
Exactly.
Seriously, he's
gonna
take anything.
Yeah, he's going to have trouble getting back. But I watched it again.
You know, it's going to be like Kemba.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. This is a great place. Come on out here, man. I'm down to you. Okay. You're the only one left. No one else wants to join me. Who else we got? Give me another free agent. Clay's too smart to go there. What's the 6th guy? Because we know it's all about the K's,
yes.
Right? Kawhi,
yes.
Right. Durant, Kevin, Kyrie, Kemba, Clay. It's all K's.
Well, I would say that the players. Well, Kevin Durant is just too easy to bait. Kevin Durant is way too easy to get a response from. Like, you want a response from Kevin Durant? It's easy. Just, I mean, easy. Because
we're talking about Chris Broussard. Yes. Talking with him on a regular basis, apparently.
So Chris Broussard, yeah, sends out, I guess
I've been
talking to him
a fool, by
about
the way.
The past couple of days. He's been talking about it the past couple of days. And Durant has been responding via Twitter. And today, was it today, Ryan, or was it yesterday that Chris Broussard actually responded to the criticism, basically saying he's not going to run away from it. And here's some insight on how good, how I guess they're like best friends. They talk all the time.
Let me start by giving some background on my relationship with KD.
Oh. Tell me I'll tell you guys.
KD and I have what I call a love-hate relationship. Okay. And I'm not trying to say we're bosom buddies and we're all that close, but we do have a relationship.
Oh, okay.
We have texted. This is no exaggeration. There have been days, a couple of days, we've texted for 2-3 hours straight.
Huh.
Okay? About life, about basketball, about media, about faith. And I've challenged him on his faith, and because we do share a faith walk. Neither one of us is perfect in our faith walk.
Oh, God.
And I've challenged him, and he's challenged me.
Texts are like.
I missed that part.
Oh, my
his
God.
His faith walk.
Faith walk.
Are you faithful?
Broussard's coming out faithful. Here undisputed, and it is just, let me explain basically how tight I am with Kevin Durant. Yeah. You know, how close I am. So my words and my opinions mean something. I'm going to give you some credibility. We text for 2 or 3 hours. Text. So if I'm going to text you, I have your personal phone number, correct?
Yeah,
for two or three hours,
yeah,
you better.
We're texting, okay? So Kevin Durant, he responded.
Stop effing texting me.
When Undisputed put this quote up there in sound, Kevin Durant responded, you got to help me out with this one because it's just cap, 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 cap. What's that mean?
Don't know.
But then he says,
know.
Okay, dot, dot, dot. You don't have my number, man.
Man. A lot of ends in there.
So to Chris Broussard, he's like, you don't even have my phone number.
But they're buddies. Remember,
and we text
playing.
For 2 or 3 hours.
They're buddies.
So with that, Chris Broussard came back and responded to Kevin Durant and said, IG, Instagram, DM, Twitter DM, text. It's all the same thing nowadays, dude. Don't act like I'm lying. So,
by the way,
there's a huge difference.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary. Cap, cap, cap. It means lying.
Lying, okay.
Yeah.
A huge difference. You just for yourself, I don't know, out there. If I tell you I am DMing you on Twitter, which means we both follow one another, or I'm texting you, which one's more personal? So which
I would
one
say the DM.
What?
I would say the DM.
Why?
Because that's like it's like you're entering a whole nother realm, but no one else is allowed.
No,
to
I'm not
into.
Giving you my phone number to anybody. Anybody can follow
fine,
me.
Fine, texting.
Right? Anybody can follow me. I can follow anybody. Anybody could DM me. You got my phone number? Now it sounds like we're tight. We're good friends. Now I'm hyping myself up, my credibility. That's what Broussard tried to do.
In our faith walk.
And he got called out for it. Dude, you keep DMing him. You're not that tight. You might communicate, but the texting? Good for Kevin Durant.
See, I think a lot of the stuff you're hearing right now out there are total lies. For an example, why isn't anybody talking about the possibility of Kevin Durant going back to Golden State? Golden State ownership has come out and said that they will pay him that supermax contract. They have come out, ownership, and said that they would do the same thing for Klay Thompson. That's going to put them over $200 million, and when you add the luxury tax money to that, it's going to be over $300 million. And that ownership is on record now as saying they don't care. You know why? They're moving into a new building. They're getting a new television contract. That new building is selling like seat licenses, and it's the hottest thing in the country right now. People want to be part of that team. They see a huge revenue stream in which they'll be able to do very well with $300 million payroll. Why would they screw it up? And here's the problem, the flip side of that. If they lose Kevin Durant and they lose Klay Thompson, they're over the cap. They can't replace him. So everybody might love Steph Curry, and I do as well, but now you got Steph Curry, you got an aging Andre Iguodala, and you got a Draymond Green. Now suddenly it gets a lot tougher, doesn't it, going forward? Nobody is taking that into consideration. I think a lot of this stuff is a lot of guys are just making crap up. Suddenly Brooklyn is a destination where these free agents
people.
Are going.
Not a lot of media.
Brooklyn, they're going to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's got money.
Mm-hmm.
But does Brooklyn really have a team that you go to and you say...
It's the NBA.
Right, okay.
This is how they work now.
Right.
Next 2 months of people just... This will go... Maybe it's full circle. Maybe everybody just ends up... Usually it's... So much noise about KD going to New York, I find it hard to believe he's not going to New York. Right? But everything else is just muddying the waters. because guys get moody. Right? For like, I'd imagine for a couple weeks, I'm sure Kyrie's like, you know what? I am going to go to L.A. And then something happens, maybe meets with someone, says, yeah, you know, it's screw it. I should stay in Boston.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a week later, he's like, you know what? New York would be cool. So I think these guys just, you know, they changed their mind left and right because they want all these options. They want, I could do whatever I want. So for a few days, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This is just the NBA.
Yeah, I just think we're making a big deal about it right now because agents are leaking stuff out there just to promote their own agenda. That's all that's going on there. I would not be surprised if some of these guys actually go back to their teams, including Kyrie Irving, because once you think the whole thing out, and you're right, Lou, you're probably pissing and moaning. It's not helping that the fans are all over him here. He's well aware of that because he's aware of everything around him, right? He knows that fans here are not happy with him. But when you get down to July the 1st and suddenly you have to make a hardcore business decision, that's when everything changes. That's when everything goes to the numbers. So Kevin Durant can make a lot more money by staying in Golden State. He can become a super max guy. That is a phenomenal difference with him there as opposed to going to New York to play for the Knicks. Could fail miserably in New York, and there'll be a lot of people wishing that he fails. This hour being brought to you by American Ladders and Scaffolding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.